thoroughly contemporary jazz that swings is not dead, right? That's a great album. Brand new, just out in a day, or legally out in a day or two. No, legally isn't the right word. It's officially out in a couple of days. It would not have been legal for me to play that a month ago if indeed I had it to play, but a couple of days ahead is allowable in the recorded community. That was bass player Mike Downs from his album called The Way In. That second track was the title track, The Way In. And like I say, you can have very contemporary dissonances and melodies and harmonies. Roby Botosz on piano there just did a great job, or does a great job on that. And yet it swings like mad. So there you go, Mike Downs from his album, The Way In. It's 12:11, and I'm going to play one more set from an artist that I mentioned in the intro, and then I'm going to take a bit of time to talk about the fact that it is, for another day or so, Black History Month, and I want to play a couple of quite hard-edged classic African-American jazz notifications of that effect. But in the meantime, Chin Chin Liu, who is from Taiwan originally, I understand, who plays vibraphone, has a very neat new album called Built In System, live from New York. And she was predominantly a rhythm instrument player. I guess you can say that the vibraphone is a rhythm instrument to some extent too, but she has studied extensively on this instrument, and this is really very fine vibraphone playing of a modern style, again, if you wish, along with her second release as leader. Are Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Richie Goods on bass, and Alan Mednard. Sorry, I keep wanting to put the N and the D in different places. Chen Chen Liu and Jeremy Pelt met at a 2017 residency at Banff Jazz Institute here in Canada, and they've collaborated on several of Jeremy Pelt's albums since then. And after studying both classical and jazz percussion, Liu has found her voice and her niche in jazz studies, and this album, it's a really neat album, and they play together very, very interestingly, and the relationship between the quartet members is very, very fine. I'm going to play two tracks. One is called Just Listen, and the second one is called Full Moonlight. They're not extensively long or involved, but they are very fine tracks. And this is a very fine artist. I hope that she continues. I don't see any reason why she shouldn't. This is her sophomore release. And I think that it will serve her well to have the next one. So in any event, here are two tracks from Chin Chin Liu. First one, Just Listen, and the second one, Full Moonlight. Thank you. vibraphonist Chin Chin Lu from her latest album called Built In System, live from New York. Some very fine playing there, and she and trumpeter Jeremy Pelt truly have a very interesting musical relationship. They just are very fine together, and the other quartet members are just as solid. Very fine album there, and I had, to be blunt, had not been aware of her until this second album came out, but I'm certainly aware of her now, and I'll be looking for the next one, as they say, down the road. Well, it is 12:25. We're 35 minutes away from the end of our show today, and I'm going to devote almost all, I guess, the rest of the program today to recognition of the fact that February is Black History Month. And as I mentioned earlier, you can't talk about the history of jazz in North America, especially, without talking about African American history. The history of the beginning of jazz and the most well-known and influential early artists and later ones now as well have been African American. That needs to be commented on, because since that beginnings, jazz is a world music now. It's not a North American music particularly, and there's fantastic jazz coming from all over the place, and fantastic jazz musicians coming from all over the place, like you just heard one from Taiwan a few minutes ago. And there are clearly worldwide influences, but Black History Month still triggers with me all the sorts of things that lay behind the evolution of jazz in the first place, and the things that the African Americans have particularly had to deal with in this whole situation. I mentioned at the beginning that, as it happens, just fairly recently, my wife and I watched the 1988 movie about the 1963 events. The movie is Mississippi Burning. Quite a remarkable movie, actually, and it is not an easy movie in any way. It's pretty devastating in its description of events of the killing of civil rights movement members in 1963, I think, and the subsequent cover-up, and the all sorts of retaliations against any efforts to try and track down who actually had done this. All that sort of history. It's fictionalized in the movie to an extent, but it's still there. One of the things that hit me and my wife in the movie especially, there's a scene with one of the big poobahs in the Ku Klux Klan, who is has a bit of a rant in which he talks about the importance of America being white Christian, and what to do with all the whatever people that he mentions by name who should not be allowed to be there or live if they do. And Helen and I looked at each other and said, you know, if you closed your eyes and heard this, this could be a rant by a Proud Boy white supremacist yesterday. Nothing has changed for that far-right and white supremacist thinking that still exists, and it's very frightening to consider that. It's just, well, it makes you feel very uncomfortable. Anyhow, it led me to pull out three tracks of African-American jazz that reflect on some of the things that were very clearly on the front of our minds in the Mississippi Burning movie and in the events that led up to it. I'm going to play three things. The first two, I'll pause after the first two. I'm going to play the first two back to back, and then I'll comment on the third one. I'm going to play Nina Simone. Hey, guess what? Mississippi Goddamn. I at the end of the movie, that was my comment to my wife, and that's what I'm going to be playing to start this little last set here. Nina Simone singing Mississippi Goddamn. And then I'm going to play John Coltrane and his quartet playing one of the most incredible tracks in my experience in the jazz world. It's called Alabama. And it was written and performed after the firebombing of a church in Alabama, leading to the deaths of children and whatever. The same sort of situation that occurs in the movie and in reality in the Mississippi burning. I'll come back after those two tracks, but for now, I want you to listen to Nina Simone, Mississippi Goddamn, and John Coltrane Quartet, Alabama.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you, me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton, you're just plain rotten. You're too damn lazy, you're thinking it's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know, I don't know. Just try to do your very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. I bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady. And you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go slow. But that's just the trouble. Desegregation.
next to me. Just give me my equality. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn. That's it. Thank you.
Alabama with the John Coltrane Quartet. That is an impassioned wail of prayer that is unbelievable. Every time I hear that, it puts the goosebumps on me, and I must have heard it 800 times by now. An amazing track following the firebombing of a church in Alabama, hence the name of the piece. Before that, Nina Simone with Mississippi Goddamn. Well, I'm going to take us out with another probably less known version of a tune by Charles Mingus. The tune is Fables of Faubus, F-A-U-B-U-S. If you're old enough, you know that Faubus refers to Orville Faubus, who was the governor of Arkansas. There's all sorts of stuff on Wikipedia if you really want more detail and aren't aware of what happened. But in 1957, he refused to comply with the U.S. Supreme Court to integrate schools. And he didn't want to do that. So he ordered the Arkansas National Guard to prevent black students from attending Little Rock Central High School. And it became known as the Little Rock Crisis, with Eisenhower sending in troops to make sure that the law was upheld. It was an extremely well-known and, depending on how you look at it, a terrible history in a part of the integration of schools and the opposition felt by many people. This was in Arkansas, so now we've got a lot of states there represented, and Black History Month has got blood in a lot of them. Anyhow, Charles Mingus wrote a track called Fables of Faubus, which in a sort of almost jaunty way, in a sense, just basically, how shall I put this, hoists a musical finger at Faubus and his shenanigans in trying to stop the world at Little Rock. There are various versions of Mingus's Fables of Faubus. The one I've chosen is probably less known than some, and it'll take us to the end of our show, actually. It was recorded at a Carnegie Hall concert in 1974. It is a really neat arrangement that goes on for about 20 minutes. And the band here had Mingus on bass, John Faddis on trumpet, Charles McPherson on alto, John Handy on tenor and alto, George Adams on tenor, Rashawn Roland Kirk on tenor, and Hamiet Blewett on Barry. And if you ever heard the World Saxophone Quartet, you'll recognize Blewett's work. Don Pullen on piano and Danny Richmond on drums. This is a pretty cool lineup, and they dig in here for 18 or 20 minutes on the Fables of Faubus. And that will take us to the end of our show today. And as I mentioned, recognize that we're coming to the end of February, which is the end of Black History Month, but not an end of Black history. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it has been a pleasure and a treat for me to share my music with you today. I hope you'll come back again next week when I will be back to do it again. I've been given a homework assignment by a listener today, woof woof, and I will see if I can make anything of my homework there. But one way or another, I'll get back to her and let her know if I can get something going there. Anyhow, thanks for tuning in today. Take care of yourselves for the next week, and I'll be back then. And for now, here's Mingus to really stick it to Orville Faubus. Fables of Faubus from 1974, Carnegie Hall. See you next time.